We begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Siman Kuf Chav Beis. Dinam and Shivas Batamas at Tisha B'Av. Kivin Shiva Shivas Batamas has Chil Tzaras HaChorban Sif Aleph. Since on Shivas Batamas, that's when all of the Tzaras of the Chorban HaBayis began. L'kach Noegin Tzas El Avelz Miyam Zeh Arach HaTisha B'Av. We begin acting in mourning from that day until Tisha B'Av. And therefore, these are days that one should not forget about the Chorban HaBayis. These are days that one should avoid going to a place which is dangerous. Simcha Shel Mitzvah is permitted. Not only is Simcha Shel Mitzvah permitted, on the contrary, because we're not allowed to have other forms of Simcha, we should concentrate on Simcha Shel Mitzvah of learning Torah. That's the way we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And particularly on the Shabbosos of the 3 weeks, are days that we should spend in Avodas Hashem. And these are days that also we should concentrate on Ahavas Chinam, loving every other Jew. V'yiroi l'cho Yerushmayim, it's appropriate for every Yerushmayim, la'asas tikkun chatzos b'chol yoyim l'acha chatzos hayoyim, that not only to say tikkun chatzos by night, but to say tikkun chatzos every day after chatzos. Einos and Noshim, we shouldn't get married these days. Afilu Misha Dayan Lekayim Mitzvah Puravru, even though someone who never had children should not get married in these days. Getting married on the night of Shavuos Batamis, if one is getting married on the night of Shavuos Batamis before Shkia, then he can continue the wedding perhaps after. Making the wedding, to start the wedding after the Shkia on Shavuos Batamis is inappropriate. Avalas Shaduchim, to get engaged, Afil Basuda, even making a party, Mutter Ad Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Av Eilach, after Rosh Chodesh Av, a person still should get engaged. Av Gav the Mutter Gamken Las Shaduchim, we're allowed to get engaged. Bekomakum also Las Suda, a party should not be made. Ayachoyim Lachel, Minim Akach, Skadayim, you could eat some Mezoinus. Yisrael Shepanosa Shlebekli Zemer, a Jew whose panosa, whose job is with music, Mutal Zama Beis of Kachavim, could play a musical instrument in the home of Nachrim, Bechdei Penasosoi, if that's what he needs for his panosa, Ad Rosh Chodesh, until Rosh Chodesh Av. Av Rosh Chodesh Aracha, Tanis, from Rosh Chodesh Av until after Tisha B'Av, Osir. V'yom Shavos B'Tamas Atzmai, Tisha B'Av itself, Gam Ken Osir. And the same halacha would be on Asar B'Tavis. Yesh Nagim Shalai Lach L'Bosav L'Elish T'Shiyayim Yishivos B'Tamiz Aracha Tisha B'Av. There are those who have a meaning not to eat meat and not drink wine from Shivos B'Tamiz until after Tisha B'Av. Im Loi B'Shabbos, unless on Shabbos, of a Sudas Mitzvah. Similarly, if somebody gives music lessons, and that's his panosa, he's allowed to give music lessons from Shavuos Batamis until Rosh Chodesh Av. But those who are studying music, the students, unless it's really absolutely necessary, should not be playing musical instruments during the 3 weeks. If you have a Nochri working in the home of a Jew, and they put on music, because that's when they're working, they like to have music on, that is acceptable. Shabbos, even though we're learning that the some have a minig during the entire 3 weeks, not to drink wine, not to eat meat, but on Shabbos, one should eat meat and drink wine, because that's part of the Oynik Shabbos. The minig is that we don't make a Shechiyanu during the 3 weeks. There's a machloikis, what is the halacha on Shabbos? Some paiskim are of the opinion that on Shabbos we can make a Shechiyanu during the 3 weeks. The Rizal says that we shouldn't. And it seems that everybody agrees that even if there's a question if we can make a Shechiyanu on Shabbos during the 3 weeks, we shouldn't make a Shechiyanu even on Shabbos during the 9 days. And that's why we don't buy or put on new garments. Because you have to make a Shechiyanu. Even though nowadays, most people don't make a Shechiyanu on new garments. Still, the minig is that we don't put on new garments nice, significant new garments during the 3 weeks, a new suit, a new coat, garments that are not that important, underwear, bathing suit, socks, there is room for leniency. But if we have a pinyan ben during the 3 weeks, we do make shechianu, shloil hachmas, it's a mitzvah. And the same, if there's a bris, we make a shechianu. And not only that, even if there's a bris on Tisha B'Av, those who have a minig that they make a shechianu at a bris can make it on Tisha B'Av. V'apri yesh l'hok l'varach shechianu, on a new fruit, you can make a shechianu b'Shabbos, or filu b'chol, or even during the week, if it won't be available after Tisha B'Av. But if it's available after Tisha B'Av, the best would be to wait for after Tisha B'Av and then make the Shechianu. One should be careful not to hit his students or his children during the 3 weeks. That we don't take a haircut during these days. Not a haircut on the hair of the head, v'loy sar zokein, nor to trim a beard. V'loy kol sar shavagufoy, nor any hair anywhere on the body. V'osel g'dol m'sapis k'tanim, nor is it permissible for adults to give a haircut to k'tanim. And many have a minig that the first time we give a child a haircut is when he's 3 years old. That first haircut should not be done during the 3 weeks, and certainly not during the 9 days. Hasofa alyon shebezokin, the mustache, kol shemah akif esachila, if it prevents one from being able to eat, nearly the yesh lahat el galchoy, that may be trimmed, ad ha-shvuah shechal bo Tisha B'Av, until the week of Tisha B'Av. Av b'shvuah shechal bo Tisha B'Av, the week that Tisha B'Av falls in, yesh loser, one should not even trim his mustache. Sifchei, Tzitzis ha-tzibnayim, cutting the fingernails, ein lesser, rak b'shvu shechal by Tisha B'Av, also should only be prohibited on the week that Tisha B'Av falls on. V'ish l'tzarech tfilosoi, but if a woman's going to the mikveh, then whenever she's going to the mikveh and she has to cut her nails, m'teres gamaz. V'ken ha-moyel, similarly a-moyel, yoch l'sakin tzipernov, he could fix his fingernails, l'tzarech ha-pri, to be able to do the bris milah properly. During the 3 Shabbos between Shavuos B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av, Mafdirim Shloish T'Pronosai. The Haftarah are 3 Haftarahs that speak about tough situations. She'ein Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Chazon Yeshua, Nevuah that speak about Churban, V'Simonim D'Shach. V'Mtav V'Kar B'Shabbos Roshon Haftarah Shel Parsha D'Yoma. If during the first Shabbos of the 3 weeks, instead of saying the Haftarah of the Gimel the Pranusoi, you said the Haftarah of that week, Shabbos. Maftirin, the Shabbos about the next week, we say Divrei Yirmiyahu v'gam Shimu, Neshim Smuch Zul Zu, because these 2 Haftarahs are near each other anyway. Chal Rosh Chodesh Avlius b'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Maftirin Hashemayim Kisi, the different Menhagim, some say the Haftarah of Hashemayim Kisi, which is the Haftarah that we always say in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, V'yesh, Mekayim Shemu, Aftirim Shemu, and some places say Shemu.